Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you and showing you around the Filmy AI platform. I'm also going to be showing you how to connect it to your Kiru toy. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you around the Filmy AI platform, and I'm going to show you how to connect to your Kiru toy. If you don't know what the Filmy AI platform is, then you're in the right place. The Filmy AI platform uses AI technology to track what's going on a porn site. It then processes that information and sends it to your sex toy. It's extremely easy to use, so enough waffling from me, let's get into the video.
The first thing you need to do is head over to the Filmy AI website. You can find a link for that in the description below. Once there, you're going to need to create an account, and you do that by clicking on the sign up button at the bottom of the page. You'll need to enter an email address, and you will also have to create a password. Read the terms and conditions and click on the sign up button. You'll then be sent a verification code, and you need to enter in this next. Once your verification code has been entered, you'll be taken to the Filmy AI dashboard. The next thing we need to do is click on the Let's Get Started button. And as you'll see on the left-hand side, you'll need to download the Video Watcher Player, which is a Google Chrome extension. Click on the Install button and you'll be taken to the Chrome Web Store. All we now need to do is click on the Add to Chrome button at the top right-hand side of the screen. Once it has been installed, there are more icons on the top of the address bar, and I'll come to those later in the video. You will need to refresh the page to make sure any changes have been made. You'll then be taken back to the Filmy AI dashboard. Now, this is the second time I've made this video, and the reason I didn't release it the first time is because the Filmy AI team changed the layout of the dashboard, and this one is much simpler to use. So I'm going to quickly show you around it and show you how to use it. The page we're looking at here is My Devices. This is where you can see which toys are connected to the platform. You can also see which other toy brands are supported. What we're going to click on next is Channels on the left-hand side menu. In here, you'll find a list of featured and popular sites that other people are using. Next down in the menu on the left-hand side is our Inbox. This is where you come to see notifications and important system messages. Next on the left hand side is the settings button. In here you can view your account details, see your subscription, and also reset your password. Finally, if there is anything I've missed in this video, on the left hand side is the frequently asked page. Okay, so that's hopefully most of the boring stuff out the way. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect a toy. To do that, I'm going to click on My Devices in our menu on the left hand side. Now, as we're going to be connecting our toy via Bluetooth, we are going to have to make sure our toy is switched on and our Bluetooth is switched on. If you don't have Bluetooth built in your laptop or your PC, you can find a link for a dongle in the description below. The next thing I need to do is make sure our toy is connected to our PC, and we do that by pairing it. To pair our toy, we need to click in our system tray in the bottom right hand side of our screen, and we need to click on the arrow. This will bring up a small menu with a Bluetooth icon, and that's what we need to click next. This will bring up another small menu, and we need to click on Add a Bluetooth device. This will bring up our Windows Bluetooth settings, and I'm going to click on Add Bluetooth or Other Device, and I'm going to select the first option, which is Bluetooth. Your system will do a quick search for the toy, and once it's found it, give it a click. Once it says your toy has been paired, we're going to go back to the Filmy AI dashboard. Once there, we're going to go to the top of our screen and we're going to click on Add Device. Select Bluetooth in the drop down menu and click on Connect New Toy. As we have already paired our toy, you can see it's already listed in the window above. All we need to do is select our toy and click on pair. You'll then see a message saying that your toy has been connected. You'll also from here be able to change all the sensitivity settings for your toy. To explain the settings here, the power control is exactly that. If you find the toy too powerful, you can turn down the vibrations here. Auto control makes the toy vibrate depending on what's going on screen, and autopilot makes the toy more sensitive. You can also use the Filmy AI platform on your mobile device. If you want to see how to do that, make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell, or check out my playlist. So that's the toy connected and the dashboard explained. All that's left to do is test that it all works. So I'm going to head over to Pornhub as I do, and I'm going to test it with one of the videos. I appreciate you can't see anything on the screen at the moment, and that's obviously because of YouTube. But a toy is vibrating along with the video. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button.
So there you have it. That's how you use the Filmy AI platform with your Kiru toy. I found the Filmy platform really good. I've enjoyed using it with cam sites, and I've also liked watching different porn on it. It has opened my eyes up to so many more porn sites. If you want to see how to use the platform on your mobile device, there will be a video in my playlist. If I have inspired you to sign up to the Filmy AI platform or to buy a Kiru toy, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits if you choose to buy something or sign up. If you have got any questions, feel free to come and drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.